We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe, they made you throw 37 pitches in the second inning. A couple misplays obviously don't help the cause in that situation. But what's the key to overcoming that and trying to finish strong and go as long as you can in the game?
Yeah, I mean, your job doesn't end just because you fall behind. You know, going back out that next half inning, the game's 4-4. Our offense able to make some, have them get me back in the game. And you kind of smell that. You know, as a pitcher, you got to put your foot down and find a way to get through five and keep your team in the game. So we changed the attack plan a little bit, started throwing more sinkers. Fastball felt good today, just in command wasn't great. Life wasn't the same as it has been. I mixed a couple 94s, 95s in there, but. I didn't have the ability to sit at 94, 95, hit the 96s that I had last start. So the sinker was good, though, and that's, you know, we talk about it all the time. It's one of the benefits of having six pitches. You can kind of, you know, change your attack plan, use the cutter and the sinker a little more.
So how much of that, having the fact that you threw more off-speed today typically than you normally do, just how does that change the complexion of whatever plan you might have going in?
Yeah, that's something I talked to Ray about. You know, the first time around the lineup, but there were a lot of breaking balls. And I think a little bit of that is maybe some overconfidence in my ability to execute and get outs with those pitches. You know, coming off that San Francisco start, I had a really good curveball, a really good slider. So I get in a tough situation with the runners on base, and I feel like I immediately went to those pitches to try to get myself out of the jam. Became a little bit predictable and didn't use the fastball enough. So. Once we got out of that inning, talked with Ray, talked with Diaz about, you know, getting back on track with the fastball, and even if it's a sinker, just using something with hard, you know, getting them swinging at those pitches first, and then saving those off-speed pitches for put-away opportunities.
What happened going around second, Joe? A water on the base?
Couldn't tell you, man. I don't know. I thought I had a chance at getting three there. I was trying to follow the ball, see if they were going to pick it up in time, tried to pick up Joey. By the time I looked back at the bag, I was kind of in that in-between phase where I got to shorten up and take two choppy steps and try to make one long step. And I went with the long step and ended up losing my foot and coming around the corner. But it might have been a good thing. I think going back, there might have been a chance for me to be thrown out at third. So I think it's good that I stayed at second.
Do you even consider not making a head first slide at home?
Not really. My hip kind of hurt after busting ass at second base. But, I don't know. I feel like the more athletic play, the better way to avoid a tag and you know, make sure we score the run is to go head first. And I'm comfortable with doing that. You know, I've had a chance to do it already in a game. It's been a while since I had, but you know, I'm going in with the left hand. I feel like I'm keeping myself out of, you know, an injury. So ultimately, though, in that situation, you don't have time to think about all those things. You're just thinking about scoring the run. So. How are we going to do it?
You know, Clint said something, you know, when you get between the white lines, we all watch you play, Joe. I mean, you play as hard as anybody plays a game of baseball. When you're in that situation, how hard is it to gauge, okay, maybe do what's good from a potential health situation versus just playing the game like you know how to play it?
Oh, man, I mean, I'm a professional athlete, so everything that we do in the off season and throughout the course of the season between starts is to prepare to, you know, to withhold, you know, little things like that and, you know, when I get out there, obviously I'm trying to do everything I can to score runs and win a game, and I feel like never does it cross my mind I might get hurt doing this, so I probably won't do it. Just do it. You know, professionals, we've been doing this for a long time, and you know, I think if I had never taken a head first slide or if I wasn't comfortable doing that, I naturally didn't do it, but I am. I think the opportunity to score a run is more important than anything at that point to me.
As you're kind of winding down the season, what is the idea of 30 starts? Mean to you the fact you're going to get through this season?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, that was one of my goals coming into the year, was to be healthy enough to make all my starts. You know, I ended up missing one with the little foot deal, but, you know, looking back at it, I think it was smart to make sure the quality was still there and not just go out and take the ball just to take it and say that I made all my starts. So, you know, just something for me to build on for sure, especially late in the year, being able to still have quality stuff and still be able to get outs and you know, navigate through games. It's really important to me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.